I was in a fraternity in college my freshman year. That place was a madhouse. Oh, boy from the hood, I'm serious. It was wild bacchanalias every weekend. And if I could be so bold, I don't know if I should say this or not, but it's true. Fraternities in the hoods are called gangs. Well, I'll tell you what, in my particular fraternity, this is one of the reasons why I left after my freshman year. I couldn't tell you, honestly, I can't tell you how many girls were raped in that fraternity house. I'm very serious. Absolutely. 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 Guys would get these girls drunk to the point where they'd pass out. I wish, you know, there are a lot of messed up women out there to this day, and if I could ever be a help, I would, but it's, I left after my freshman year. It was just too much. But it was, this was going on, this is the 70s. And they didn't call it rape back then. But it was just nasty, nasty stuff. And for those of you who were in fraternities in the 70s, don't lie to me. You know exactly what I'm talking about. That crap was going on big time. Can I say that on the air? Did you dump me? Boy from the hood? Yeah, that's smart. Thank you. Well, it is. There's no other way to describe it, boy from the hood. It's just nasty. So I'm being very candid. I'm being very honest. That's why I was hesitating. Should I say it? Should I not? Why not? Why not say it? So this is at a frat house, four for